views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right? Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Having learned life lessons the hard way, Chuck Gallagher, international speaker and author, cuts through the noise to share truth through transparency. Nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. So tune in, turn on, to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Now, here's your host, Chuck Gallagher.
And it's wonderful to have you here on Straight Talk today. This is Chuck Gallagher, and boy, we have got a great show lined up for you. I've got to say that in the process of doing these shows, we talk about all kinds of things that are relevant and significant in your life. And today, my guest is Scott McCain. Scott is the guru on creating distinction. And so, Scott, I got to tell you, yesterday was a bit of an unusual day for me. I ended up at the hospital getting an epidural for a herniated disc that was pinching my sciatic nerve. And if you've ever had anything knock you off your feet, that puppy will do it. But as much as I and people have listened to this show, obviously there's some personal references from time to time, but I hate pain. So, you know, here I am laying there thinking, okay, they're going to stick a 10-inch needle in my back, and this can't be fun or pleasant. So I go in, lay down. Of course, the posterior exposed, and he begins the process and starts talking to me, I guess to calm me down a bit, because I was anything but calm. And he said, "What do you do?" Honestly, I've never been asked the question about the elevator speech when someone was sticking a needle in my back at the top of my posterior. And I said, "Well, I'm a professional speaker," and we got to talking about what that meant and what I brought to the world. And then he asked me, he says, "Man, that really is great ethics. There must be lots of business for you, especially in the medical field. And do you have a card?"
Well,
and I'm thinking to myself, I never really thought about carrying a card with me to the hospital when I'm going to have an epidural, which was the least exciting thing I could think of, although today we can do this interview because of it, and I'm so thankful. But the reason I say that is I was reading your book, and that's, you know, you've written a brand new book, The Seven Tenets of Taxi-Terry. And, okay, folks, so for those of you that are listening, number one, if you're interested, let me tell you to begin with, go to Amazon.com, look up Taxi-Terry. That's all you'll have to look for. And you're going to find this book, and I'm going to promise you, it is a great read. And we're going to talk about that today because, Scott, you began the book talking about this concept of when someone says, "What do you do?" and the responses from that. So first, Scott McCain is an international speaker and author. He is absolutely a top-rated speaker, clearly one of the best that I have ever heard. We have developed a fast friendship, and sometimes the choices that we make in life always have consequences. Some are unexpected, and in our case, our connection was unexpected, but I am so thankful for how that took place and what's happened. So Scott, tell me a little bit about what happened when people start talking about or asking the question, "What do you do?"
Well, yeah, as you know from the book, Chuck, one of my pet peeves, perhaps, is that people will always say, "Well, I'm just," and then insert their position, you know, whatever job it is that they have. And in the book, it took me back to when I started writing it, all of a sudden I started thinking about when I was a kid, remembering that TV show, you know, that was on Saturday morning, the cartoon, and it said, "I'm just a bill" on Capitol Hill. And it took the president's signature and congressional approval to make him a law. So it took someone else's validation for him, the bill, to feel good about himself, or he had to become a law before he... And I thought that was kind of an interesting message we were taught as kids, that it's right. What someone else thinks of you or your position, or it's after you've achieved something, and then you're allowed to feel good about yourself. I don't think any of us are just anything, whether it's a entrepreneur, insurance salesperson, garbage collector, a janitor, whatever it is. You know, if we do our jobs well and we do them enthusiastically and we serve with dignity, all of us have every right to throw our shoulders back and say what we are. And so, you know, I don't think that folks like you or I should ever say, well, I'm just a speaker. And I don't think any of the folks watching or listening today should ever say that they are just anything either. What we do is important. And, you know, I hear so many women say, well, I'm just a stay-at-home mom. Well, what job could be tougher than that or more important than that? And so whatever it is that we do, I don't think we ever need to say that we are just anything. We need to be proud of what we do. And therefore, what we need to do, regardless of what our activity is, we need to learn what it takes to step it up and perform at a high level so that we can take internal pride in regards to the work that we perform.
You know, it's interesting. And I don't know. Look, I'm going to say I don't know enough about personality profile to really be able to say one way or the other what motivates that. I don't know that I've ever said I'm just that doesn't really connect in my head. But like you, I've heard so many people say that. And for those listening for the first time on the show, I made bad choices, which took me to prison, and made better choices, which took me to an incredibly different place that puts me in touch with people that allows that experience to help me transformative. But I remember getting out of prison, I started selling cemetery property door to door, and most people look at me like, oh man, that had to be the worst job in the world. And, you know, first, I thought, well, if you were breathing, you're at least a customer. So I know that
prospects were almost unlimited, right?
You didn't have to worry about who you're going to talk to. But the other side of it was, in my head, I said, well, I'm going to be the best at this. Yeah. I mean, whatever you're tasked with, I mean, be the best at it, because it makes you feel better to be good at what it is you do, even if what you do seems to other people to be insignificant.
And it's only insignificant at the moment they don't need it. But once they need it, then all of a sudden you're very, very significant. You know what I mean? It's interesting to me that people would say, well, that's insignificant, but having dealt with, as everyone has, but having dealt with the passing of family members and knowing that we needed your service, you know, I mean, everything's timing.
Everything is timing. And although I want to get to the book, but I've had convicted felons call me and say, you know, how did you turn things around? And my response is, well, do what other people are unwilling to do. And if that means be a garbage collector, be a garbage collector. And while people will look at that and say, well, you know, that's nothing. Just like you said, what happens if there are none or they all go on strike and it starts piling up? Well, collecting the garbage becomes real significant. And if you're good enough at it, why not create your own company, like your example of Taxi Terry? And if that's successful enough, you can be anything or have anything that you want because you started off with the right attitude as opposed to I'm just a.
There is a guy here in Indianapolis where I am right now. And he makes a very, very good living. He could make more money if he wanted to, but part of his goal was to have a lifestyle that he could have a lot of time to play golf or to do the things that he wanted to do. He picks up dog poop. He has a van, and it's the Pooper Scooper van. And so I forget what it's like 10 bucks a week. He goes through your yard, and he picks up the dog poop. But on the little cul-de-sac where I lived when we used his services, there were 8 houses that used him. He was probably in our yard of the whole neighborhood maybe an hour. I mean, that's probably an exaggeration. That's $80 an hour. You know, right. And And he had every neighborhood there that he would just go into the yards and he would take care of it. It was like 10 bucks a week. And the guy was making huge money and had all kinds of time to play. He said the other great thing is in the winter I can go snow ski because you're probably not taking your dog out in the yard or else I couldn't find it. And so, it made me realize that he was willing to do not only what other employees wouldn't do, but what even homeowners really didn't want to do.
Right.
But he did it so well, he had fun of it. You know, his little thing on the back said, "Our business is picking up." Which, you know, bad joke. But it was, I mean, it's funny. I mean,
absolutely.
And so it just shows that you can do anything, and if you do it remarkably and find a way to create distinction as you're doing it, you can find some pretty, pretty great success.
Well, you absolutely can. And, you know, that brings us then to the story of the inception of Taxi Terry. Now, Scott, you know, we break into segments, so we might at some point in time have a commercial break here. But start us off with the story of how did this book come into existence?
Well, I had this incredible experience, and it you know, one of the first questions people say is Taxi Terry a real guy? Is this a true story? And it's absolutely a true story. He is absolutely a real guy. You can go to taxiterry.com, and that's his website for his cab company. One of the funny things that happened, Chuck, is the story that I tell about Taxi Terry, and I'll tell it here in a moment. I put that up on YouTube. Well, not long ago, Terry called, and he said, "Do you mind if I put that on my website?" And I was like, "Oh, please do." Because I think what happens is people hear the story and they think, you know, it's like the, you know, some old classic speaker, like the starfish story that, you know, makes a point, but it's made up. You know, but he really is a real guy. The only exaggeration in the story is sometimes for dramatic effect, I make him a little louder than what he really is in person just because it contributes to the dramatic effect of the story. But everything that I talk about in the story is stuff that Terry does, and it's part of what's made him very successful. So stop me when we get to the break, but I'm flying into Jacksonville to give a speech. And, you know, bad weather, which messed up connections in Atlanta. I get off the plane 4 hours late. I've got a breakfast meeting with the client before I go give the mid-morning speech. I'm already in my head counting how, you know, little sleep I'm going to get. It's after midnight. I stumble out of the airport to get a cab. The line is long. I watch all these drivers pulling up, picking up there. I'm in my head. I'm like a turnstile to get to my point. I'm finally the front of the line, and this guy pulls up, and he jumps out of his cab, and he points at me in the front of the line and shouts, "Are you ready for the best cab ride of your life?"
Wow.
I'm thinking, who is this nut, and how come I got stuck over there? I said, "Well, I guess so." He said, "Get in." So I get in the back seat of the guy's cab. He jogs over. He gets my bag. He jogs back. He puts it in the trunk. He jumps in the driver's seat, turns around to me in the back, and sticks out his hand. He says, "Mr. McCain?" I went, "Yeah, I am, but how'd you know my name?" "Saw it on your luggage. Figured I might as well use it." He said, "No. I'm Taxi Terry." And my thought is, how come I got stuck with a motivational cab driver? Our mutual friend Ty Boyd tells a story about a guy that was a really enthusiastic servant. And one morning when Ty was, you know, tired and worn out, and he said, "Hey, buddy, downstairs they're paying me to talk like that to them. You don't have to talk like that to me." You know, that's kind of how I felt. Okay, you know, take it easy.
Yeah, and at midnight at night.
Oh, at midnight. You know, and I mean, it just, and he's just so excited. And so we take off, and where are we heading? And how long you'd be in Jacksonville? And he says, "Let's check out the weather." Well, it's, you know, it's midnight and I'm tired and I really don't care if there is weather, in fact, at this point. And he touches his dashboard, and he's got an old smartphone in the dashboard in a really elaborate bracket, magnifying glass over the screen. I clearly read it from the back seat. He's live real time on weather.com. I'm looking, and there's the up to the instant forecast for my stay. Now, looking back, I admittedly didn't think of it at the time, but looking back, a lot of people who go to Jacksonville are golfers.
Sure.
You know, they're coming in to play golf. And so the weather is critically important to the success of their stay. And he's like, "I hope you're a golfer, Mr. McCain. You're going to have two awesome days in Jacksonville."
And with that
was the beginning of our ride.
Yeah. That was the beginning. Okay, so I'm hearing the music that says it's time for a break. My guest is Scott McCain, international speaker, author of the well-acclaimed Seven Tenets of Taxiterry. I encourage you to pick it up. You can visit Scott McCain at scottmccain.com, and we'll be back to get the rest of the story in just a minute. Well, we're back with Straight Talk Radio here with Chuck Gallagher, and my guest is Scott McCain. He asks an interesting question, what to do when great isn't good enough to grow your business? Scott talks about creating distinction, and I want to say this for the people that are listening on the radio, because many of you are going to be viewing this on YouTube, but if you're listening to it on the radio, creating distinction can take place both professionally as well as personally. And I really want to focus at some point as we go through this conversation on how this affects people on a personal level. Because, again, creating distinction is incredibly important. But Scott wrote a really cool book. It's The Seven Tenets of Taxiterry. And there really is a taxiterry. And if you want to find out about Scott's book, and I'll spit it out in a minute, go to Amazon.com and look up Taxiterry, and you will see the book. I just wrote a review on it. It is an awesome read. And Scott is my guest. And Scott, you and I were talking about your experience with Taxiterry. Are you ready for an awesome ride? And he clued you into the weather. And this is at midnight at night, going from Jacksonville to your hotel. I know that had to be a little bit weird, especially considering how you described the plane flight, which was probably less than distinct.
Oh, absolutely. The plane flight was everything that's wrong, you know, in serving the public. And now all of a sudden I'm transported into this guy's cab, and he's got the weather forecast there. And then he says, well, may I ask you what brings you to Jacksonville? And I said, well, IBM was the client. And I said, they brought me here to give a little speech about customer service. The guy goes, customer service? I am so into that. He said, do you mind if I record our conversation? And he starts reaching his finger up to his sun visor. And I'm like, wait. You know, I'm thinking, first of all, Chuck, I'm thinking, I'm in cash cab. or taxi cab confessions, you know. And so I say to the guy, well, why are you so set up? Why are you so equipped to record conversations in your taxi cab? And he says, well, let me give you an example, Mr. McCain. He said, Dr. Smith is a local client of mine, very good customer. I'm driving him to the airport. He mentions that his daughter, Jill, has just enrolled at Vanderbilt University. I drop him off at the airport. I jump back in. I hit the button. I record that information. Every night when I get home, I take these little recordings that I've made, and I enter the information into my database.
A database for a cab driver.
Okay. I don't have that good of a database, right? I mean, that. And I said, well, why? He said, well, think about it. Then the next time the doctor makes a reservation, my system is set up to trigger those notes to me. So I review them before I pick him up. I'm driving him to the airport this time, and I turn to him and say, by the way, doctor, I've really been wondering, how in the world is Jill doing at Vanderbilt?
Wow. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Personalizes it, makes it, you know, and then he kind of smiles and he's looking up into the rearview mirror. You know, I mean, that's how we're having eye contact is in the rearview mirror. And he said, do you think he's going to let anybody else drive him to the airport? And I'm thinking, no, he's not letting anybody else. Absolutely. He's probably not even letting his wife take him to the airport when you have an experience like that with Taxiterry. So he's told me a couple of the other cool things that he's done. Well, he gets me to the hotel and he jumps out of his cab and he runs to the back and he gets out of his bag. Gets out my bag out of the trunk, and he hands my bag to the bellman and says, presenting Mr. McCain. I'm like, are you kidding me? And the bellman says, well, then welcome. And now all of a sudden the bellman acts like I'm a big deal, which I'm not, but Terry's made it seem. And I'm thinking, how cool is that, that he's providing this introduction in a way that kind of makes me the star of the show, which is what we should all be doing with our customers, by the way.
Right.
Then he says, well, Mr. McCain, he says, somebody brought you here. Somebody's probably going to have to take you back. I hope it's me. You can print out your receipt and reserve your return trip on my website, taxiterry.com. He said, I'm thinking about franchising this. He said, so if you ever run into a cab driver that could use some help with customer service, and I'm thinking, that's all of them.
All of them, right. Oh, yeah.
He said, tell him about Taxi Terry. It was just absolutely unbelievable. It was an ultimate customer experience from beginning to end. And so here's one of the kickers of the story. So the next morning, you know, I get up and give him a little speech. Well, guess how I'm going to start it? I mean, that's the biggest thing. So I said, hey, last night at the airport, this guy said, are you ready for the best cab ride of your life? And the audience in unison went, Taxi Terry.
No.
He sold him a service contract. So he's innovative even in his contracting and his marketing. It really is amazing. And so part of what struck me is, you know, how many cab drivers, you and I are in a lot of cabs with what we do, but
absolutely.
I mean, how many cab drivers could say, are you ready for the best cab ride of your life? And the answer is all of them. But how many have actually said it is none of them, right? I mean, there's no law that he could be the only one that does it. So the fact is, it's not that no one could have done it. It's the fact that Terry took the initiative to do it. It's the fact that he's the only one. And so, you know, when people say it's not crowded at the top, part of the reason gets back to exactly what you said. You know, most people aren't willing to do the things it will take to get them there. Jim Rohn said that which is easy to do is also easy not to do, which is why most people won't do it. And so those little things like saying, are you ready for the best cab ride of your life? Or jogging over to get my bag instead of, how many cab drivers are you in? I'm all the time. They act like it's a pain in the rear to actually help their customer. And so whether it's, you know, whether it's driving a cab or whatever it is that we do, whether it's working for a big organization or just one guy with one car and a cab, it can make all the difference in the world how you do it.
You know, it can, Scott. And as I was reading your book, what really struck me was you've broken it into seven tenets. That's, of course, part of the title of the book.
Sure.
But you've broken it into seven tenets. And I immediately began thinking, okay, Chuck, let's just take this personal. How many of those tenets am I doing in my business? Because, in fact, and I want to say this, you know, we're smart people. Most people who are going to be listening on the radio, we're smart people. We're not incapable of doing these things, which are not that complicated. It's not rocket science. We're not like trying to put something on a moving comet millions of miles away.
Yeah,
it's simple stuff. But are we willing to do those things, and how do we apply it in our lives? So let's do this, because you've got seven tenets, and I want to cover them all. The first tenet says, set high expectations and then exceed them. And you know, the first thing that pops in my mind, Scott, is how many of us set the expectation? Because if you don't set it, there's nothing to exceed.
Absolutely. And Terry, one of the interesting things I realized was, as I was going through the ride and trying to really think, now, what did I learn from that, and what can I learn from the experience? When Terry said, are you ready for the best cab ride of your life? Think about what those other drivers that I was listening to as they were picking up their passengers, how did they start the relationship? They were saying things like, where are we heading tonight? You know, how many in your party? Cash or credit? You know, get in. I mean, these are the things these guys are saying, as opposed to, are you ready for the best cab ride of your life? So Terry set a high expectation, a high bar for what I could expect. But the second thing is, he was also doing it for himself.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if I'm saying that to you, then I'm putting the pressure on myself to deliver. And that's one of the magical aspects of setting that high expectation. Not only does it help you rise above your competition because you're setting the bar higher than they are, but you're also challenging yourself to a higher level of performance than what you might normally be expending. And so it's fun how it works both ways, but when you have your customer expect more of you, and when you challenge yourself to deliver more, what happens is many times we end up exceeding that expectation because we rise to the occasion. They are looking for the good instead of looking for the bad, right?
Right.
And it changes the dynamic of the whole relationship.
You know, that's true. And the thing about the expectation that I find was kind of interesting is, are you ready for the best cab ride of your life? He didn't set the expectation that you're in a limo, that it's anything other than a cab ride. but it's the best one you'll ever have and something that you'll remember. And obviously your audience was aware of that and remembered that as well. So we're coming up on another break. Boy, it seems like these things pass quickly. But I love the story, Scott, and setting expectations and exceeding them, which is a great starting point for taking us to the second through the seventh tenet. We'll be back in a moment. This is Chuck Gallagher with Straight Talk Radio. My guest is Scott McCain. You can find him at scottmccain.com. It is absolutely worth the look. And you can also look at his blog at createdistinction.com. I think that's the correct website, isn't it?
Absolutely. You bet.
Awesome material there as well. We'll be back in just a moment with the seven tenets of Taxi Terry and Scott McCain. Well, welcome back to the second half of Straight Talk Radio with Chuck Gallagher. My guest today is Scott McCain. Scott is an international speaker and author, author of many books, but the one we're talking about today is his brand new book, The Seven Tenets of Taxi Terry. Now, some of you might be saying, why do I want to listen to a show about a taxi cab driver? I promise you that the things that you will learn by hearing about the Taxi Terry story not only applies in our professional lives, but in our personal lives. We've heard the story. We've talked about the first tenet, set high expectations and then exceed them. So Scott, in the time we have, let's go to the second tenet. You said that's delivering what helps the customer, helps you.
You know, Chuck, there was no reasonable right for me to expect meteorological information from a cab driver. Right? I mean, when I told the story earlier about he touches his dash and there's the weather.com, you know, there, and he tells me what the weather forecast is for my stay, there was nothing intrinsic about a ride from point A to point B that involved giving me meteorological information. But yet, by doing something that would help me, and particularly when you think how many of his customers, the joy of their visit is dependent upon the weather because they're there to play golf or they're there for outdoor activities. But by giving me that information, by being enthusiastic about it, he bonded me with him. And so what we need to be doing is it's not how do I sell you my stuff, it's how do I help you, and how can what I have to sell be a part of that? It's not let me serve you better so that you'll buy more. It's that if I serve you better and connect with you, the chances are great you're going to think of me first. So that's what Terry embodied, was helping me first, even in a way that really didn't relate to what he was doing, but helping me bonded me.
Right. And, you know, I like the word bonded because as I was reading the book, and I mentioned this to you before the broadcast began, as I was reading the book, it not only helped me figure out as I looked at these what to do personally. Let me rephrase that. What to do professionally, but how to do that personally. Yeah. We all love bonds in our lives. Bonds with our children, bonds with our grandchildren. Now, some of us travel a lot, and that puts us not in connection with them at all times. But how do we create that bond or maintain that bond? How do we do things that helps them and know that when you help someone else, it helps you? It's that same premise of if you give, you receive. Don't expect to receive first in order to give. It's the reverse of that. And I think he's really embodied that in that second tenet.
Exactly. And it's reminiscent of Zig Ziglar's old line, the late Zig Ziglar, about you can get anything in life you want if you help enough other people get what they want. And that's what Terry was doing there. It was, you know, helping my stay get better, which in turn has helped him create a very successful business.
Absolutely. Now, your third tenet, you said, let me get back to that. Customers are people, so personalize their experience. So I guess that goes to the Vanderbilt example. But talk Absolutely. To us a little bit about that.
Well, you know, it's amazing to me. I hear these companies say, well, we're so big, we can't personalize. Really? The invoice you sent me had my name on it. You know, it had exactly how much money I owe you on it. That seemed pretty personalized, yet you're telling me you can't personalize anything else? Taxi Terry made the experience personal, and that's where loyalty is created as a customer. None of us like to feel like a number, no matter what we do. One of the, you know, Chuck, in your experience that you were talking about earlier, why are you given a number? It's part of the depersonalizing experience that's a part of that, you know. And so the more we can personalize the experience, the greater that connectivity that we have, that bond that you were talking about earlier. You know, if you have kids, you don't buy the same gift for all of them, just put kid on it and put it under the Christmas tree, right? I mean, you put their name on it, and you make certain it's what they want. And so that's kind of what Terry was doing, was personalizing the experience. And in companies that do business-to-business transactions, the big change that we're seeing now is that B2B, business-to-business transactions, are becoming so much more like B2C, business-to-consumer, business-to-customer. Why? Because even if you're selling to a business, you're really selling to an individual in that business. And so regardless of what it is that we do, the more personal that we can make it. If we think when we were kids, the greatest gifts we got were not only what we wanted, it was cool that someone paid attention to what it was that we wanted and cared enough about us that they got that for us at Christmas time. And so that's one of the powerful things, I think, of Terry's message, is that the more we personalize it, regardless of what it is, from a cab ride to a gift, the better it seems to be.
Absolutely. And I have to be one to say, I'm challenged on the personalized side. It is something that I have had to really work toward, and it pays off so well. Because you're 100% right. Whenever he asked that person the next time, well, you know, what's your daughter's experience at Vanderbilt like? I mean, that makes such a connection. And to make those connections, not only in our personal lives, but outside of the personal life, to make those in a business is going to transform the way your business experience takes place.
I had a client that was my biggest client for many years. And I was talking to a speaker buddy, a guy that we mutually know. And I happened to mention that, you know, I had to go over and make an order because my best client's favorite wine was Duckhorn. And our buddy, our mutual friend, said, yeah, I'll guarantee you I'd know his favorite wine if he'd spent that much money with me. And my response is, you got it backwards. He spent that much money with me because I knew his favorite wine. I knew these things about him first. And because of that, the relationship was deeper and solidified, which led to the business. So you know, we Earl Nightingale had the old story about the wood stove and the fire. He said most of us act like we're saying to the stove, okay, give me heat and then I'll give you some wood, right?
Right.
It doesn't work that. You put in the wood first and then you get the heat. And so that's kind of what Terry is doing. He's putting the wood in first to get the heat later on. And that's part of what we all need to be doing.
Now, in your fourth tenet, it says, think logically, then act creatively and consistently. And Scott, I don't know that I've ever heard of anybody running a cab business that was as creative and consistent in their application. That's just amazing.
And that's why I put those two together, Chuck, because so many times we think of it as an either or, and it's really about the and. That's the most important word there, you know, creatively and consistently. Terry can be creative, but if I need to go to the airport at 9 o'clock and he shows up at 10, I don't care how creative he is if I miss my flight, right? I mean, so it's that combination of consistent performance along with creative performance that creates distinction for you in the marketplace.
You know, when you were talking about him saying to you, okay, now I know you'll need a receipt for business purposes. You can go to my website and rebook there. Okay. Yeah. The first thought that happened to me was, is you get in a cab and they hand you two receipts.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, okay, so I get this. What they're doing is really figuring that most business people are unethical. They're just going to take the receipt, fill it in for whatever the amount is. Nobody will ever know, and turn it in and pad their expense report.
Absolutely.
Now, of course, it has their number on there, but I'm thinking they think I'm unethical, so I don't even think about it. To me, it's just a receipt. Terry's forcing me, A, to go to his website,
right,
B, to find out about his products, because I need the receipt, mm-hmm, which is a creative way to get me there, and because he planted the seed, I can, you know, rebook your return flight. Dude, I'm like, that's just brilliant.
It is brilliant. It is. I had a cab driver a while back, and I gave him a nice tip, and he turned and he handed me like a stack of blank receipts. It's kind of like a thank you for a nice tip.
Yeah.
I mean, it it soiled the experience because right. it was the presumption of being unethical, as you say. And so that's part of what I love about what Terry does. It assumes the ethical nature of his passengers, and it steers them into a way that they can do more business with him. And so you're right. It's absolutely a brilliant thing.
Now, in this segment, we're going to probably end with this particular one, but it says, make your customer the star of the show. I don't mean we're not going to end the show, by the sure. way. We're going to end this segment. But make your customer the star of the show, and he certainly did that.
Oh, when he said to the bellman presenting Mr. McCain, I was blown away. I mean, that was absolutely amazing. And it wasn't that he was turning, you know, sticking out his hand waiting on a tip. It was that he turned his focus into, you know, making me the star for this next phase of my journey. And I think many times in business and in our personal lives as well, it's like we're doing all we can to get into the spotlight, notice me, do business with me, look at me, as right. opposed to moving that spotlight to our customer or to a family member or to a team member at where we work. And when we do that, it's amazing what comes back to us when we're willing to share that. You know, we've all seen that sign. It said, it's amazing how much can be accomplished when we don't care who gets the credit. Well, I want to alter that a little bit. I think it's amazing what can be accomplished when we put the spotlight on and give the credit to others to help thank them for doing business with us and focusing on their work.
Absolutely. I have to sit back and wonder to myself, Taxi Terry strikes me as someone who is a brilliant marketer mm-hmm. and a genius when it comes to customer service, who happens to be in the cab business. As opposed to a cab driver who's somehow figured this out. Because that's just so, it's brilliant, natural, intuitive, and not the kind of thing that you typically find in a person who drives a cab.
But I'd love my grocery store to be that way. You know, I wrote a blog a while back about a bellman at a hotel that remembered my name, but yet the bank in Henderson, Nevada, that I'm in a couple of times a week, they go, good to see you again.
Right.
You know? Okay. So how come the bellman can remember my name, but my banker can't? It's just effort. It's right. just the bellman decided, you know, and when I commented to the bellman, he was like, what do you mean? It's what I do. It's you're the guest. You're the, you know, whereas the banker would probably say, do you realize how many people I see every day? Well, I'll bet they see no more people than the bellman does.
Right.
You know? And so it's a matter of choice. Taxi Terry has chosen it. And I think, Chuck, you're exactly right. He just happens to be a cab driver.
Right. Well, as I hear the music saying we're going into break, we have been talking with Scott McCain about his new book, The Seven Tenets of Taxi Terry. Scott, I have to tell you, number one, I'm glad you got the cab ride. I'm glad you got it because you're the person to go through it and help us understand what really is involved in these obvious but not necessarily practiced methods of developing our professional and our personal relationships. Again, this is Chuck Gallagher with Straight Talk Radio. My guest is Scott McCain. You can visit him at scottmccain.com, and we'll be back in a moment with the last part of our interview today. Stay tuned. Chuck Gallagher. We're back for the last portion of our show, Straight Talk Radio. I had a little procedure done yesterday, so if I'm a little bit on the loopy side today, it's probably some drugs wearing off, Scott. Although I don't know, I talk much better than this most of the time.
Oh, man, I tell you, the pain you went through to get there, holy cow, nothing hurts like back pain. I'm telling you, it's horrific, I know.
Back and sciatic pain. I thought I was a wuss when it came to the pain until I had a lady tell me that it was the worst pain she'd ever had, and then I felt a little bit better.
Childbirth would be a pretty significant, but we have no experience there.
So. Exactly. In any event, we've been talking about Scott's new book. It is a great book. I highly recommend it. It's called The Seven Tenets of Taxi Terry. Go to Amazon.com. Just search Taxi Terry. It is a book that is absolutely worth it. I downloaded it, and I don't buy physical hard copies anymore. I downloaded it on my iPad. I love to be able to highlight things and make notes because, to me, this book is transformative in two ways. One, it helps you from a business perspective. Look at, well, what am I doing in business and how can I grow and create a distinctive business to create that distinction, which, by the way, is Scott's blog. But outside of that, I looked at it from a personal perspective and say, you know what, you can do this in life too. But let's look at the last two tenets quickly and talk about some things to wrap this up. The sixth tenet is help your customers come back for more.
Well, and that's part of what Terry's doing with the website, as we talked about before the break, Chuck. Terry will send you to the website to get a receipt, but it also lets you book your return trip. And if you think about it, most of us need to go two different directions. I not only need to go from the airport to the hotel, somebody was going, but cabs to me until Terry were generic, right? I mean, right. You take whatever cab's sitting in front of the hotel, they're all the same. Why does it matter? Until you get an ultimate customer experience like Terry delivered, and then you want to come back for more. And so that's what we need to do. But so many businesses give new customers better deals than existing customers. They're focused on attraction rather than retention. And so Right. What we have to do is to go to both. Any business needs to acquire new customers, but we also have to take care of the ones we got. And that's Right. Part of what Terry is doing, is helping his current customers come back for more.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting the way you put it. I look at most businesses have taken, and by the way, as a side note, this happens in the funeral business, we've taken a personalized product and commoditized it. It's all about the price. Everything's about the price. Well, it's not about the price. It's about the experience. And Terry, helping customers come back for more, has taken it away from the commodity of just a cab ride to the experience of a good trip, taken from point A to point B, that is memorable and causes people to come back for more. I think it's brilliant.
It is. Absolutely right.
Now, the last tenet you have is creating joy for your customer will make your work, your life more joyful.
That was one of the interesting aspects. You know, and as I talked to Terry, one of the things that I realized is that, you know, it's pretty amazing how joyful he is. And he said, well, how could I not be, right? I mean, I have all this joy around me. And so it becomes, the momentum feeds upon itself. The more I can make you a happy customer, the happier you are to be around me, and therefore the happier I am because business goes great. And so I think many times we get so caught up in the pressures of business, we get so caught up with the day-to-day activities that we don't stop and think about how important joy is. We don't talk about that a lot in business. You know, I mean, are we more productive when we feel good about what we do or when we feel horrible about what we do? Obviously, it's a no-brainer, right? Do customers who have a great time doing business with us come back for more? We know that's the case from not only from personal experience, but from research, from data. Well, guess what happens here? It becomes a chain. The more that we can make our customers happy, then the happier they are to be around us, the more joyful our lives become. Therefore, the more fun we are to do business with, the more our colleagues that we work with want to be around us, the more the customers want to be around us. It just continues to grow and to snowball. And so that's one of the real things that I learned from Terry. But the challenge is we have to go first. Right. We have to make the commitment to do that. We can't wait on happy customers to come in and inspire us, and then we're going to get happy. We have to take the initiative and have the self-discipline to make it a joy for the customers around us.
You know, Scott, number one, you make it a joy for your customers to work with you. Okay. I've seen that.
I hope so.
You absolutely do, and I have seen that. But the thing that I've thought about is, Terry has made it a joy for people to work with him because he started off being joyful. And I wonder in our personal lives, are we willing to do the same thing? You know, do you get home and do you unwind? And is it just like, oh my gosh, what a terrible day. And nobody wants to be around you. I've got to be honest. I won't name names, of course, since it's a radio show and on YouTube. But there are some people that, given a choice, I would prefer not to be around because they're not fun to be around.
They brighten the room when they leave it.
Yeah, they do.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. I know the kind of people you're talking about.
And it's like, why? It doesn't have to be that way. I look at the personal side of life and say, you know, I'm going to be joyful, even in circumstances that are less than pleasant. why not? Let's have a little fun with it. And because, you know, there's always something to learn from every experience. We can either be victims or victors. And the difference is all the attitude that you take about the experience that you're going through.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's exactly what Terry does. And it's what you do in your business. I mean, it's amazing to me. I put in the book, in fact, about the funeral director in my little hometown.
You did?
Who makes it a joyful experience to do business with Mark Adams at Adams Funeral Home in Crothersville, Indiana. And you know, my point being that in the business that you're in, Chuck, in the funeral part of the business, in the business that Mark's in, you know, I mean, I joke with Mark one time, and Mark Adams is the funeral director in the small town in southern Indiana where I grew up. I said, our companies are a lot alike. And he was like, what do you mean by, you know, I said, because neither one of us, when we get a job, can go, woohoo, right? I
mean, right.
If a company calls me and says, we're going to book you, I have to be, oh, well, thank you very much. I mean, if I seem too excited, they're going to go, oh, man, he must have been desperate for the speech. Well, how good could he be? How, you know, so you've got to be right. Very professional about it. And the same, a funeral director could, you know, hi, my wife just passed away. Woohoo! Oh, man, you made my month, you know? I mean, so part of, but even in a business like the funeral business, Mark is a joy to do business with. Joy is not laughing all the time. Joy is not cracking corny jokes all the time. Joy is what emanates from your spirit. And that's what Taxi Terry does. It's what Mark Adams does. It's what you do, Chuck. It's what I aspire to. And so the thing that I know about you, and that hopefully I'm there too, is that if you do that, you get it back in return.
You do. And I think, Scott, you know, as we wrap up this segment, it's what emanates from your spirit. We talk about all kinds of things on Straight Talk Radio. I mean, it runs the gambit. But the reason that it was to me so important to have you on and to talk about your book is, yes, from a professional perspective, this is a great, great business book to read. To me, it ought to be one of the business books that people should read, because you have laid out so clearly the seven steps that are going to take you where you need to be. But this last one, where you talk about joy and what emanates from your spirit, says, I can take the seven tenets and I can put them in my personal life. And if my spirit will emanate that joy, it will create for me the experience that other people have. They want to be around Taxi Terry. Well, you and I, we're human beings. You know, we want people to be around us. I want my grandchildren, when I'm no longer here, to remember Chucky.
Yeah.
I want them to, you know, I want not to, they might be sad at my passing, I get that, but I want them to remember their grandfather, who would do things and make it an experience for them that was something that they'll remember, as opposed to somebody that was grumpy all the time and complained. That doesn't have to happen in business or in our personal lives.
When they tell their grandkids about you, you want them to be smiling.
Absolutely.
Right?
I mean,
as they tell the story, and when their grandkids talk about the family history, that'll be etched there forever. That's exactly what it's all about, Chuck.
It is. My guest today has been Scott McCain. You can visit his website at scottmccain.com. Awesome website, by the way.
Thank you.
Love the new iteration.
Oh, and by the way, it's McCain. A lot of folks spell it like that guy from Arizona, so I... Scott, McCain. Thanks very much.
Yeah. Not a problem. Scott McCain, createdistinction.com is his blog. And I really do encourage you to pick up the book, The Seven Tenets of Taxi Terry. You can find it on Amazon. It is a really must read for the business people, but I also think the application personally is so significant. Scott, thank you for being a guest on the show.
An honor. Great to see you again. Look forward to doing it again sometime.
Yeah, always a pleasure. For those of you that are listening, this is Chuck Gallagher with Straight Talk Radio. If you're visiting us on YouTube because you're able to see the video recording of this, Scott, I appreciate you being up for that. Stay tuned with us. Obviously, we talk about all kinds of things on Straight Talk Radio. Try to bring you something that is going to be transformative to your life here on Transformation Talk Radio. Again, Chuck Gallagher, Straight Talk Radio. We'll talk to you next week.
You've been listening to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com each Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as Chuck Gallagher, international speaker and author, cuts through the noise to share truth through transparency. Nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher.